Oh, look, a gentleman caller coming to our house in the middle of the afternoon. Well, that's what my mom calls them. My dad calls them nuisances, and my sister doesn't get to talk to them at all. So this is where I'd yell for Dad to chase you away, since he says my little sister isn't dating until I do. Except he and my mom are watching my sister at cheerleader practice. So there will be no stern lecture from my father, and no chance to meet my sister either. Except you're not here to see her, are you? You're here for me. You're gonna ask me on a date. Oh, don't act so surprised. We don't hang out in the same social circles at school, because I'm a tomboy and a jock. But I've seen you around, and I know your best friend is the biggest thorn in my father's side when it comes to boys wanting to date my sister. So you'd know how my dad won't let my sister date until I have a boyfriend. Which is stupid, really. My sister is almost an adult, for God's sake. And as for me, well, if I wanted to date, I wouldn't have waited until I was 18 to do it. I think part of it is he just doesn't want my little sister to grow up. She was always his princess, but he also thinks that his stupid rule will make me at least date a boy once. Or maybe he thinks it'll never happen and my sister won't be able to date until she moves out. I don't know what annoys me more about this entire thing. There's the fact that Dad just stole the entire idea from The Taming of the Shrew, but there's also the fact that he didn't think I'd figure it out. I know all about it, by which I mean I saw 10 Things I Hate About You because my sister loves that movie. Anyway, now that we've cut through all that bullshit, this is where you ask me out, and I tell you no, and my little sister stays Daddy's little princess. Wait, don't just walk away. Aren't you gonna ask, at least? You did walk all this way. I promise not to bust your balls over this. Well, not literally. Probably not literally. I did kick a guy in the balls before asking me out. But I won't this time, okay? So, are you going to ask? There. Was that so hard? But I'm sorry. Going to the movies this Friday doesn't work for me. Got a game to go to. Oh, but you could come in and fuck me right now if you want. You know, fuck. It's a verb meaning to, well, to fuck. I'm inviting you in right now to fuck my brains out. Here's the deal. Another part of that whole Taming of the Shrew deal is that the guy tames the girl by going completely overboard in how he treats her. He pretends it's all in her self-interest, but really he's just messing with her. Well, I'm going to flip that around. If my dad really doesn't want my sister to date, I'm through being the excuse. And if he wants me to express more of an interest in boys, well, I'm going to express more than an interest. I'm going to turn into a cock-hungry tomboy boy toy. And guess who gets to help me with that? I guess you could say this is your lucky day. You were just going to try to get the tomboy man-hater out on a date, which was a huge long shot. It's not like boys don't find me hot, but I kind of scare them, and for good reason. But instead of just dating me, you get to fuck me. I don't think you really planned on that, did you now? You should come inside. Daddy hates it when we leave the door open that long. Although, just to be clear, I couldn't care less what he thinks about the entire door situation, but I'm not gonna fuck you on the front steps. There you go. Let me give you the grand tour. Right out of the entryway here is the living room. The kitchen and dining room are over there. You'll see them later once Daddy invites you over for dinner, I suppose. Over here are the steps upstairs. All the bedrooms are up there, so that's where we're headed. I always take the steps two at a time, so try to keep up. So, let's see. Linen closet, bathroom over there, parents' bedroom at the end of the hall. This room here is my sister's. You can tell from how girly it is and shit. You're actually probably one of the few boys to see it. But over here is my room. It's much more appropriate for a tomboy, don't you think? There's some girl stuff in it too, but mostly I don't care which aisle I shop from for stuff. I just buy what I like the best for furniture or clothes or whatever. Try not to touch anything on your way in. We're going to go straight to the bed. You can leave your backpack by the door, I guess. Clothes can go onto that chair after you take them off. Yeah, I'm serious. Would I be pulling this t-shirt off if I wasn't? Or maybe you think this is some kind of trick? No. I play a lot of sports, but I don't play games. My dad is trying to play a game with me, but I'm rewriting the rules. So, take off your clothes already, Mr. Gentleman Caller. As for me, I'll pull off this shirt and then this sports bra. I was going to shoot some hoops in the driveway when you showed up. Good timing, because you caught me before I could get all sweaty and stuff. Then I just need to pull off these shorts and the underwear underneath. I wasn't expecting a boy to see them today, or I might have worn something fancier. Actually, no. Either a boy's gonna fuck me how I am, or he's not gonna fuck me at all, even to get back at my dad. So anyway, you're naked, and I'm naked. I guess I hadn't thought much beyond that, because I don't particularly think about sex. You don't seem very hard, though, which might pose an obstacle. I kind of just assumed guys were always hard. I think I scare guys a little, though. Maybe come on too strong. And we kind of did skip through a whole lot of getting to know each other and foreplay stuff just now. So, come sit down with me on the edge of my bed here. Seriously, I mean it. I was suspended once for biting someone during a fight after school, so I'm not supposed to do that again. It's okay for me to date people, but not bite people. What kind of messed up world is that? Anyway, sit. Right here where my hand is. Not on my hand, of course. I'm going to move that now. Except as you sit down, I'm going to move it back over. Except instead of my bed, it's finding your lap and your cock. Well, I've touched worse things, I guess. Mostly on the bottom of a pond or buried under a pile of leaves. If I think of it as just something weird in an absolute sense and not some guy's cock, I could maybe actually find this kind of interesting. It's kind of an interesting feel to it. Soft at first, but then getting harder the more I move my hand up and down it. It's thicker and smoother than any snake I've handled, although they don't get too big in our backyard. Definitely not as big as this thing is getting. Wait, I'm gonna get some spit on it. I'm not actually gonna suck it, because even I'm not willing to go that far to piss off Daddy. Not on a first date, at least. But tomboy spit does have some pretty valuable properties. Gives you tracting when pulling on a rope, or helps clean blood off a cut on your knee. Can also be used as a lubricant, although normally for a different kind of screw than what we're planning. There. You're the first person I've gotten spit on that didn't mind it so much or start a fight. Just letting my hand move faster up and down that cock of yours. See? I told you there was something special about tomboy saliva. Getting you ready is only half the battle, though. We need to get me ready, too. I need to be nice and wet. Hey, that wasn't an invitation to touch my goodies. I barely know you. I've got two hands anyway and enough coordination to jerk you off while I touch myself. Just because I don't think about sex doesn't mean I don't enjoy some personal time. Sometimes you just have to take the edge off before that big game, or the way the water hits you in the shower puts you in a nice mood. So, I'll keep stroking your cock nice and slow, but I'll also start rubbing my clit. Even tomboy spit won't be enough lubrication for what I have planned. Yeah. Like anything involving my hands, I'm really good. And apparently being in so many games means having an audience doesn't throw me. Your presence isn't actively turning me on, but it's also not keeping me from getting turned on as I warm myself up for the main event. See? This is my second favorite bodily fluid here. Well, if you don't count the blood of my enemies. But that's not one of my fluids. When my little old pussy here gets excited, I get all nice and wet. Then my fingers get even slicker than spit, and I can do all kinds of fun things with that as I touch myself. Circling my clit with a wet fingertip or poking another finger inside of me to let more wetness out. This stuff is a better lubricant than anything you'd find on a hardware store shelf or in our garage.
That feels so good. It's been a while since I've done this, and the need has been building up. I'm getting wet so easily this time. I could come in just a minute or two here. Oh, right. You're still here. I was kind of getting lost in the moment. So, are you ready to bone or what? Wait, stupid question. I can tell quite, handily that you are. And I am too. At least as ready as I'll ever be. Hey, did you happen to bring a condom? I can't imagine you planned on anything like this happening, but you guys are stupidly optimistic about your odds with the ladies. No? Good. because you're not going to be using one. You're going to get me pregnant so that my dad can realize what a horrible, horrible mistake he made with his plan. It will be his fault that his tomboy daughter has become a teenage unwed mother. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not saying that I'm not. Just don't look at me like I am. Or better yet, don't look at me. I'll let go of you and me, and then get down on all fours on my bed for you. Then you can plow me from behind without me being trapped under your body, or hopefully leaving a big wet spot on my bed. I guess you could always say no. Just grab your clothes and walk away. But then your friend doesn't get to date my sister. I don't get revenge against my daddy, which will kind of put me in a bad mood. But most importantly, you don't get laid. Maybe you thought you were going to just take one for the team by asking me out on a date. But between me and my little sister, I'm the real prize. I'm the one my daddy should have been trying to protect. I know you want to fuck me, even if you're a little unsure about the getting me pregnant part. I mean, you probably wouldn't object to not using birth control with me, but when I talk about actively trying to get pregnant, well, that's different, ain't it? It's not like you'll get into any real trouble for it. We're both adults. My family has enough money where I won't need your support to help raise it. But even if I did, would that still stop you? After seeing me naked like this, jerking you off and touching my pussy, and then on all hands and knees like this with my tomboy ass and pussy all in your face. Not literally, because still not wanting your face that close to any part of me, but you're getting a pretty good view. So, are you gonna fuck me or not? I was kind of hoping my boyfriend would have bigger balls than me. This is your big opportunity. This is what every boy I ever accidentally turned on or intentionally humiliated in sports has always wanted. Yeah, there you go. Kneel behind me and my wet pussy. Maybe you thought you'd leave today with a black eye, but instead you're gonna leave with some drained balls. You have to fuck me first, though. Then you get what you want, even if you didn't realize how much you wanted until it became available. And I get what I want, which is totally making my dad's stupid plan blow up in his face. Speaking of which, the only place you're blowing up in is deep, deep inside of me. Not as much as I want your cum anywhere near me, I want it to be deep in my pussy. No pulling out and coming outside, or it will go poorly for you. Got it? Good. Now give it to me. Hey, I didn't flinch. I've just never had something touch me down there that wasn't me. But you are, and soon you'll be inside of me. You're already trying to push it in, and I'm doing my best to hold still for you. Wait. Yeah, the tip is in. And more wetness came out. Or maybe that's pre-cum from you. Either way, it's gonna make this next part easier. Well, come on. Don't take all day. Put it in, lover boy. Oh, it's inside. Fuck me. I meant that as kind of an exclamation, not literally instructions or command, but seeing as how you're already inside of me, well, you know what you're supposed to do now, I guess. Oh, yeah. Move it in and out. Just like that. But gently. Not for me, of course. But I don't want you coming too soon in my incredible tomboy pussy. Just move it nice and slow for now. Until we're sure you're not gonna blow your load too soon. You can grab onto my hips if you want. I'm kind of opposed to body-to-body contact that isn't directly related to sports, but for this I'll make an exception. Grab onto my hips and hold onto me as you fuck me. Yeah, now maybe you can go faster. I think you're ready for it. Oh, if Daddy could just see me now. I mean, sure, that would be all kinds of awkward, so maybe it's good that he doesn't. But when he sees my belly getting bigger from something other than Mom's good cooking, he's gonna be stuck imagining what he drove his oldest girl to do. But whatever he imagines couldn't possibly compare to the reality. The way our bodies are moving together, the feeling and sounds as it all happens, or the feelings that your cock is stirring up inside of me, kind of like when you're about to score the winning points in the game, or you get that second win when you thought you had nothing more to give. Except there's a cock in me, so nothing at all like all those other things. Oh god, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. And fuck you if you ever tell anyone how I started to girly up this sex thing. For the record, I was on top and rode you raw. I did not moan like this at all, or move like this. I'm not sure if enjoying sex this much is high up on the list of tomboy things. But that's what's happening. You aren't complaining, though. I can see your stupid face in the mirror over there. I can see everything, actually. You are so hidden to me right now. In a very obvious way, of course. But you're falling for me, aren't you? Some girl, even a tomboy, lets you fuck her, and you're fawning all over her and having the best time of your life boning her. I'm gonna come, but it's gonna be a different type of orgasm than what I've had before. The cock changes everything. I mean, it won't change me. I'll always be a tomboy, but I can feel this is gonna be the best orgasm ever. Oh, shooting hoops on my own is fine, but there's something to be said for competition. Except in this game, both sides can win, and the prospect doesn't feel crabby like when you die in a game. In fact, both of us winning sounds preferable to just one of us winning. Oh fuck. Come in me, please. And let me come. I'm not begging. I'm just asking very nicely, and only a little desperately, because tomboys don't beg. Not even for something they want really bad. Not that I want this. This is all to get back at my dad, to help out my sister, I guess, so she can date like she wants to. But come in me anyway. Fill my pussy up with your gum. I never realized how empty I was until your cock filled me up. But there's still room for all of your cum. Oh god, I'm coming. Oh, please come too. Come in, Mel, I'm coming around you. Wait, don't let go of my hips yet. My legs don't seem to be working right for the moment. I should have done some stretches before we started. Just take it out and then help me lie down here. And maybe lie down next to me. Like, maybe with your arm around me, because now that we're not actively producing lots of heat, I'm feeling a little cool. Don't take it as anything other than that. I do have that game coming up on Friday. Maybe you'd like to come watch me get sweaty again, but with my clothes on. I could use another cheering face in the stands for me. And then maybe a ride home afterward, but not by the most direct route, if you catch my drift. Because I do get worked up after game and after showering with a bunch of other girls. And you are technically my boyfriend now. Maybe we could even catch that movie later this weekend. As long as it's a good action flick, followed by a good action fuck after. But don't forget, your being my boyfriend is just to teach my dad a lesson. And to help my little sister. So I will keep reminding you of that. It's just that, I think sometimes you'll need to remind me of that too.